You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Artist, DJ and Splore co-founder Jamie Larnach is showcasing his exhibition, How We Human. This goes into his unique worldview and perception of how we live as humans, elaborating on themes of consciousness, quantum physics and individual definitions of reality. Had a chat with Jamie to learn more. Here's that clip now.
My name's Jamie Larnach and I have a solo exhibition this opening tomorrow, and it's a painted show. The art that I do, I'm a visual artist as well as a musician, DJ, and I kind of allow all three to kind of cross-pollinate when I'm making my work.
What's the general elevator pitch of this exhibition, How We Human?
I'm really interested in the way that we perceive reality and how that each individual's you perspective is unique, and it's kind of filtered by necessity so that we can navigate the world, and so I'm kind of trying to paint the gap between our perceptions and then the whole of reality, and trying to explain something about, or trying to investigate something about human hubris, that we're thinking that we understand the whole of reality and really we don't.
Like you mentioned, you kind of have a background in music and events organizing and stuff like that. How have those experiences entered this exhibition for you? How have they manifested?
I started doing large-scale murals for festivals in about 1993, and we would paint using big airbrushes and a lot of fluorescent paint and making stuff to hang around the edges of dance floors and to help define the space for outdoor festivals. And so that a lot of the themes that we used back in those days kind of are still in my artwork today, and it's like patterns, repeating patterns and geometry, as well as kind of things like bubbles or sunsets, you know, the way that water refracts and distorts imagery. So like I've been working with those themes since then, and so the large outdoor stuff has become smaller and much tighter and more refined as I'm working on boards and canvas.
The whole theme of this is really the idea of how we human and how people perceive reality, how it changes between people, and the meaning of very existential questions. Was a part of this finding your way into the mindsets of other people beyond yourself, or was it quite centered within kind of your own worldview, would you say?
How We Human as a name came out of some things I was thinking around March this year, and it was that there's all these different ways that people understand life and how they navigate it themselves, and like I can only really kind of think about the world through my own, and I can try to understand others, but there's these differences in how we each understand reality. And I think there's a kind of an argument that we need to change how we think about things and how we perceive what is appropriate for humans. And we, like, we need to change how we human was the phrase.
I mean, with your history as a painter before this, you mentioned that this was one of your first galleries. Is that still the case?
This year has really been almost a year-long dedication to my art, to painting and video art as well as music. And I had 2 month-long residencies, one in Krakow, followed by one in Osaka. And when I was in Krakow, I had a show with an old collaborator of mine, somebody who I started doing music festivals with in New Zealand in the early 90s, and he was living there and arranged a residency for us. We had a joint show then. So that was in August 23, and then that's the first show that I've done, and this is the first solo show that I've done.
How did those experiences within the residencies in Poland and in Osaka, Japan, affect the work that you were making?
it's always interesting. I think there's like to see something through someone else's eyes. Whenever I do a painting, or I make a piece of music, and then when I re-see it, when I see it with somebody else's company, when I see it with somebody beside me, or hear it with somebody else in the room, the image changes somehow. My perception of it changes, and I kind of align that to the observer effect. In the particle test, and it's like just the presence of somebody else changes it. And so, being in places where the context is quite different to New Zealand, I got to kind of see from another cultural perspective how people would react to my art, and so then that influenced the work that I was doing. In the studio in Poland, we were doing quite a bit of fluorescent work, which is something I've done for the first time in decades and since the 90s, really. And in Osaka, I was by myself a lot and doing a lot of airbrush work and kind of referencing some of the pattern work that you find in traditional Japanese. We found all around the world, but I was definitely influenced by it there.
Yeah, so this, like you mentioned, this exhibition is opening tomorrow. It'll be probably going on until the 10th of December. What are some of the events that are happening with the opening and throughout the next week?
Well, the opening's Saturday the 2nd, and from just before 2 o'clock, we should say 1:45, from 2 till 6. And that's with Mia Koba, who's a DJ, and Misled Convoy, which is Mike Hodgson from Pitch Black, and he's playing a live ambient set and remixing some of my art at the same time on the screen. Then on Thursday the 7th, we've got First Thursdays in Dubhead, BFM's own Dubhead, playing from late afternoon, 4:30, and then I'm playing from 7:30, and doing a lot. And he'll be playing his dub, and I'll be doing a Wave Becomes Particle set, which is I'll be doing a down tempo and video mix set, and then Saturday the 9th from 2, we have Jodine Stoddart, Chica, and Jake Osborne, DJ Rattler, playing sets as well.
Awesome. And just to remind our listeners, where is the exhibition being held?
It's 74 K Road. So it's the last shop as you head towards Simon Street, just before the graveyard.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.